Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, friends. You're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams, author of the award-winning book, Money Girls, Smart Moves to Grow Rich. Getting married is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make. Not only is choosing the right partner critical for your happiness, but saying I do also affects your financial life in ways you might not realize. A podcast listener named Britt writes, "My boyfriend and I are in our mid-20s and are trying to decide if getting married will help or hurt us financially. We have no children or other dependents, don't earn much money, and my boyfriend is still in college. I've heard conflicting information from friends regarding how getting married will affect our taxes and my boyfriend's eligibility for financial aid. How would tying the knot affect our financial situation?" When it comes to getting student financial aid, your eligibility amount depends on how you answer questions on the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA. The more income and assets you have that are included in the formula for determining financial need, the less aid you'll receive. Marriage plays into financial aid eligibility because it changes both your dependency status and your finances. For the purposes of the FAFSA, you remain a dependent of your parents until your 24th birthday, even if you don't live with them or they don't claim you as a dependent on their tax return. As a dependent, both your financial information and that of your parents must be figured into the formula that determines your financial need. Getting married gives you immediate independent status, even if you're younger than 24. As a young married couple, your financial aid would probably increase without having mom and dad's income and assets included on your FAFSA. Therefore, if you and your spouse are not as financially well off as the student's parents, getting married before you turn 24 could maximize your student aid eligibility. However, if the parents don't earn much and have several dependents or other children who are also in college, you might benefit by keeping your dependency status and waiting to tie the knot until after graduation. Another way that getting married affects your financial aid eligibility has to do with your spouse's financial situation. If you're married, both you and your spouse must report your financial information on the FAFSA, even if you file taxes separately. If you walk down the aisle with someone who has significant income and assets, then getting married would instantly shrink your financial aid eligibility. If you were single, you'd only have to list your own income and assets, which presumably would be less and would result in you receiving more financial aid. To find out whether being single or married would increase your student aid, use the Expected Family Contribution Calculator at aidcalc.com. You should also contact your school's Office of Financial Aid and speak to an advisor about your situation. For more tips about maximizing federal student aid eligibility, be sure to listen to podcast number 222, called 8 Ways to Get the Most Student Financial Aid. Now, let's turn to the other issue in Britt's question. How does marriage affect taxes? Once you're married, you have to file taxes as a married person, even if you don't blend your finances. You must file as either married filing separately or married filing jointly. In a previous podcast called How Does Marital Status Affect Your Taxes, which is episode number 147, I explained that filing jointly typically gives you more tax deductions and credits, which results in a lower tax bill. However, depending on your income, that may not always be true. Therefore, it's best for married people to calculate their tax liabilities both separately and jointly, so you can choose the filing status that saves you the most money. As a side note, common law marriages, domestic partnerships, civil unions, and same-sex marriages are not recognized by the federal government as a legal marriage, which means those taxpayers must file as either single or head of household. However, a growing number of states that recognize same-sex marriage and have an income tax allow those taxpayers to file a joint state tax return. Married couples receive many financial benefits, including automatically inheriting their spouse's assets, even without having a legal will, eligibility to receive Social Security survivor benefits if their husband or wife dies, entitlement to benefits extended to spouses in the workplace, such as health and life insurance, workers' compensation benefits if a spouse dies on the job or from a work-related illness, and fully funding an IRA for a non-working spouse. To find out more about how to take advantage of a spousal IRA, check out my recent podcast number 225 called IRA Contribution Rules When You Have No Income. This isn't a complete list of marriage benefits, but the bottom line is that getting married has significant, far-reaching legal and financial consequences that should be considered carefully. My advice for Brit is to get married only when she's ready and not to rush into a commitment just for a boost in financial aid. In addition, if delaying a wedding for a short period of time would help you avoid a financial hardship, waiting to get married could be a smart money move.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
You'll find links to everything I've mentioned in the podcast, plus more resources in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter, follow me on Twitter, and join the Money Girl Facebook page. You can submit your money questions through social media or email me at money@quickanddirtytips.com. If you like the tips you get in the Money Girl podcast and want to take more control of your money, you'll love my award-winning book, Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It tells you what you need to know about money without bogging you down with what you don't. It's available at your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook, for your Kindle, Nook, iPad, PC, Mac, or smartphone. You can sample it by downloading 2 free chapters at smartmovestogrowrich.com. And one more thing, have you ever wondered what antebellum actually means? Who came up with the word quixotic anyway? Put a kibosh on all your word mix-ups and check out Grammar Girl's 101 Words Every High School Graduate Needs to Know. Full of frequently used words that seem to pop up everywhere, you'll be able to get your vocabulary up to snuff. It's available for download on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.